Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to Nerd Up. This week, we have a very special episode. We're going to do con stories. And for that, I've got some of the most seasoned con goers I know. Starting off with Lindsay.
Good morning.
Krista.
I'm extra spicy.
And Stephanie.
Lindsay's here. Yay.
Yep, this is Lindsay's second appearance on Nerd Up. I forgot she participated in that one with Shannon. Remember when we were...
I think, was that the first one, or was that the last of the show that will no longer be mentioned?
Because
it doesn't exist anymore.
This is Lindsay's first appearance on Nerd Up.
You're just on too many other shows with me.
That's really true. The show that Podbean completely eliminated was Lindsay's first appearance on that one. So, yeah. And this is also, I think, Lindsay's first show without Shannon.
Yeah.
So
he was a little pouty about that this morning. Love you, Shannon.
I asked
of course
him,
he's still sleeping in. So yeah.
Right, because I asked him, because I ended up calling because I didn't know. Normally, whenever we do this show, I live on the same street as Shannon and Lindsay, so I will drive them here for my show if they're going
we're
to participate.
Lazy.
Yeah, and you know, because I asked them to be on the show, etc. So I called Shannon this morning, and he was like, "No, I'm going to stay home on this one."
He was actually pretty excited about sleeping in, and yet he was still playing on his phone when I left, so he wasn't really sleeping.
Right. But he's relaxing. And
exactly.
He's...
We all know that he's actually also been to conventions, so I don't know why he's not here like the rest of us.
Yep, so now I have a
Shannon.
A lady takeover on
Shannon.
The show.
Shout out to Shannon. With Pikachu.
And we have pictures of him cosplaying. More than a couple.
Fun
all right, anyway,
times.
So, yeah, we're going to talk about our con stories, good, bad, in between. Several of us have been to several conventions. I found out when we were prepping for this show that I have only been to one convention without Krista.
Yeah. I bring you everywhere.
Yes, she does. She just sort of drags me along.
She's exposing you to more nerd culture.
Right. Well, because I was thinking about it, the very first convention I ever went to was actually when Chris and I started hanging out. Because we went to OMG Con, used to be in Paducah, Kentucky, and they moved somewhere further into Kentucky.
Like 6 hours further in.
Yeah, so we haven't been back since because that's
it's
way too far for a mediocre convention.
Sorry, OMG Con.
For a con that size, no, that's not worth it.
Get some new guests and we'll talk.
They really did seem to have the same guests like every year.
Yeah, and in hindsight, if I would have known that Studio Tabby Cat was going to be there every single freaking year, the year that I went to see them at KatsuCon, I would have went to the Johnny Young Bosch panel instead.
Fair, yeah.
Panel
I know some of those words.
Jesse just goes. He doesn't know.
Johnny Bosch is a voice actor.
He was the second Black Power Ranger. He voices Vash the Stampede. Ichigo in Bleach.
I think he voiced Ichigo, yeah.
In the Pokemon Origins, he's Brock.
Neat. Oh, awesome.
Yeah, I don't know very many voice actors' names except for the super famous ones that are in, like, everything Funimation.
It's okay. Most of mine are back from the Gundam Wing days when everyone in that show was in everything.
And if anybody couldn't hear Lindsay, that was her shamefully dating herself with her joy of anime.
I'm older.
Like, the rest of us didn't watch those shows.
You were just younger than me when you did.
Hey, I had an older brother. I watched those shows.
I didn't watch the robot shows, actually.
I watched them when I was getting ready to watch Dragon Ball Z.
Yep. In the golden days of Toonami.
Yep, that's the same reason I watched Sailor Moon. It was on after Dragon Ball Z,
no,
and I didn't feel
before.
Like changing the channel.
It was Sailor Moon, then DBZ.
Oh,
yeah.
Was it? Okay.
Yes, because I ate dinner during DBZ, and I'd have the TV on, and I'd sit at the right spot on the table where I could look out into the living room. And watch it while I eat dinner.
Don't fight Lindsay on this. She knows.
Oh, I'm not going to.
That's just because Sailor Moon started at 4 o'clock. I did not get home from school until 4:15. So I had to learn how to program the VCR, and I just taped all of Toonami. I had literally a closet full of VHS tapes of, like, golden Toonami years.
Flip side of that, during the golden Toonami years, I lived in Mountain Time.
So you had it started even
earlier.
Yeah.
DBZ started at 2:30.
Shout out to
Dang.
Mountain Time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dang.
So basically my little brother and I, because we couldn't really program anything to record it, we would just stay up late at night, long past when my mom thought we were asleep, and we would watch it on the Toonami at night.
All the reruns through.
Yeah.
Because they would show the previous day's episode.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we would watch it. Okay, so we've gone way off the time story now.
We're 5 minutes in and already talking something else.
This is what happens.
Hey, it's still anime. It's something semi-related.
It's related.
Yeah. And I mean, we haven't talked about anime on the show since that show that doesn't exist anymore. And our very first episode.
Lindsay's got on her tablet all her, I think, cosplay photos.
All of our convention photos in general, but at least the ones that I still have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But going back, OMGCon. Mm-hmm. My very first convention. I really only kept going to OMGCon because their game rooms are awesome.
Yeah, I will give them that. Yeah. They did a very good job with their game rooms.
Because it was run by a store manager of GameStop.
Yep.
And he would go to, I think there were two stores in Paducah, and he would basically, for the day, take all of their pre-owned systems and set them up. It was really funny when you'd go there because you could actually see all of the GameStop used system boxes.
Yep.
And they would hand out, like, whenever you came in, you would get,
your stuff,
like,
was in a GameStop bag.
It was in a GameStop bag, and you would get a custom OMGCon video game case with, like, printed cover art.
I finally threw a few of those away when I cleaned house the other day.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
Well, I had two because of me and Shannon.
I don't think none of us ever bought the DVD. How OMGCon works is that they also make a DVD of the con every year, and that's what you're supposed to put in that case. But you have to buy the DVD, and I don't think any of us ever bought that DVD.
No, we did not.
The panels there weren't interesting enough to purchase anything.
Yeah.
No.
And most of the DVD is honestly just pictures from the convention. Unless you know that someone stopped you and took your picture, then you know you weren't even going to be on it. So there was not much of a point.
There's a couple cringeworthy moments that have happened at OMGCon, we'll get to that.
Man. All right,
so we're going to start off with them. My first con, obviously, then OMGCon. It's where I met Krista and my other friend Mandy. We've actually been friends ever since. It was a good time. It's great memory for me. Lindsay, what was your first con?
My first convention was back in 2002. It was KatsuCon 8, and it was the first big trip for our anime group. At Edinburgh University, there were, I think, 12 or 13 of us that went down. At the time, it was still in, Baltimore, I think, is where it still was at the time. And it has since moved to, like, Arlington, Virginia.
And for those of you that don't know, Lindsay used to live in and went to college in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So Baltimore wasn't as far of a drive as what you're thinking of from Missouri.
It was about an 8 to 10 hour drive, I think, is what we took. And the first con was awesome. Like, for most of us that went, it was a first-time con. I think there were maybe 3 or 4 of the girls that went had already gone to conventions. The rest of us were total newbies, but it was awesome. Most of us cosplayed. We got, like, no sleep at all the entire con. But it was...
That's how you know you're doing it right.
Exactly. Right. It was so much fun. I know myself... Before it, one of my cosplay options was Edward from Cowboy Bebop, because I was a tiny little stick still then. And I annoyed the shit out of my college roommate, because 2 weeks leading up to the con, I spoke like Edward every day to get in character. Every day.
Hot dog buns, not too young, oldie and moldy, history mystery.
Spike person.
Spike person.
Fantastic.
Oh, it was so much fun, though.
All right.
Like, I had the Ed walk down, and the best part of it was I had a mini backpack at the time for a purse, and I had a tape recorder inside with all the background music from Cowboy Bebop. So we'd be in the elevator, and you would just start hearing Chicken Bone play.
That's awesome. That's so great.
A tape recorder.
Yes. A tape recorder, because phones were not smart yet, we're not MP3 players.
Yeah. Phones were still, like, the candy bar phone was a huge technological advancement back then.
Yeah.
And for those of you too young or that don't remember, Nokia made this phone that looked like a fucking candy bar. And it was completely indestructible. And for many of us older folks, those were our first phones.
Yeah. No. Ain't got nothing on those OtterBoxes.
Yeah, I had no cell phone at this con whatsoever. It was like, you stay with a buddy, you make a point in time when you're meeting back with others, and that's that.
Yeah, that's one of those things I often wonder, like, how did we get by without cell phones before? Like, I think of, like, people getting lost, or people not showing up, people not knowing where people are.
Oh, I've had that happen at cons, too, but I'll get to that later.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. Oh, we were going to kill someone.
Because reception is usually pretty awful. But, yeah. Anyway. Krista, your first convention.
Okay, my first convention, I thought it was like my best, but it was actually the worst convention ever because it was 2007 STL, like anime STL. And like if anybody has gone to STL or at least know the stories of anime STL, that was the worst one because Vic Mignon was in it. Like Vic Mignon was there. And that was the whole reason why I wanted to go is to meet him. But
he's not a nice person.
He was nice whenever he was there, but later, like later on down the way, like apparently he yelled at a couple of the like staff people. Mm-hmm. He was so upset and so mad because literally this entire convention was in a hotel, like in one of the like conference rooms of a hotel. Like they stuck everything in this one tiny ass room.
Dang.
Yeah. They had the dealer's room in there. They had, like, the...
It probably wasn't even partitioned off in any ways. No, just like, it wasn't. This corner is this, this corner is this.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
And they stuck Vic in the corner of the dealer's room.
Oh, okay, yeah, I can see Ego getting in there big time.
And, like, this was a really, really small convention, too. And I don't even know how they managed to get Vic.
They probably spent their budget on him.
Yeah. Probably.
And so they just stuck him in the corner, and he was just so mad and so upset that, like, after the convention, he just blew up on a couple of the staff members. And he will say, if you ever ask him about Anime STL, he will say he will never, ever go back because of 2007.
Well,
but anyway,
time,
I got to meet him.
I mean, at that time, Full Metal Alchemist was out. Host Club was getting ready to come out. I mean, he's in that new group of voice actors that's in everything.
He also has a huge ego. Like that, too. If you guys want an amusing afternoon, look up Con Horror Stories with Vic Mignogna, and they're all over the internet.
You know, actually, I haven't heard him in an English dub in a long time.
Well, no, the newest one I've listened to, I don't like. Because they have him being Rin in Free, and he should not be Rin.
That's not an anime that I would ever watch, so I guess that's why I haven't heard anything about it.
He should not be that character.
Yeah, I
would think he would be older characters.
Yeah,
not the high school young sounding.
Well, the entire cast of that one is your typical slot. I mean, predictable.
Okay.
Yeah, the only one I ever hear, the one I hear the most, like that's sort of, I guess, replaced Vic in terms of being in everything. Who's the guy that plays, like, he plays Lin in Full FMA Brotherhood?
Oh,
And he's also,
Travis,
like, Natsu
Willingham?
No.
Fairy Tail.
Give me a second. I know his name. My brain will click back in there, because he's another one of the ones that is in that circle.
Right,
because,
yeah, he is
everything.
In everything. And then the voice
Todd
of,
Abercorn.
Yeah.
I think he's supposedly a cool dude.
Yeah, he's also in Free.
I hear
Italia,
he's actually
in Italia.
Yeah, he's in Italia. Yep, he's apparently like a super nice guy. Like,
well,
super
he started out
to.
As a fan. Like him and Greg Ayers are kind of in the same boat.
Who does Greg Ayers voice?
He is, He's the one that's always at OMG Con.
Yeah, with the big red.
He's one of the twins in Host Club, and he was Goku and Sayuki and. His voice is very recognizable.
Fair enough.
It's almost
probably
the same voice for,
it.
Like, everything.
And then there's the guy that voices Piccolo and Armstrong.
Uh-huh.
And, he's also extremely recognizable. He's always voices the tough guy in the Steins Gate. He plays Mr. Braun, which, if you guys haven't seen Steins Gate, like, I find that one, for whatever reason, is obscure amongst my group of friends.
Yep.
And I don't know why, because it's so fucking good. Anyway. Stephanie, your first convention.
Mine was also an Anime STL convention, but I don't think it was 2007. It was either 8 or 9. I can't remember which. So they got some things smoothed out, because I remember having an awesome convention experience. I had been talking to some people online, got to meet them. I cosplayed for my first convention. I was Gintoki from Gintama. And it was, like, one of those things where I asked my dad to take me, and he's like, okay, and picked me up and took me to St. Louis. And I stayed at his house for the convention, and, like, he's taking pictures of me in my costume. Like, it's this weird, awkward family bonding moment.
But your dad likes anime, too.
Yeah,
so.
Both of my parents are huge nerds, so. But, no, it was a really good experience. They had a bunch of, I was, I think, really into Naruto at the time, and they had a really fun Naruto panel going on. The dealer's room where you can buy all the stuff, all the merchandise, blew my mind.
That's what I miss about Katsu.
I want to say attendance that year was about 2,000, so not a big convention, but a decent.
It was still early on in their convention run, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a huge one anyway, not compared to some of the other ones we've been to. So.
It probably, were it not for the fact that it's split into Natsucon, it would probably be larger at this point, because I feel like they're really limiting themselves by making basically the same convention like two months apart.
Yeah, once in the spring and once in late summer, or whichever way they do it.
It's really annoying. And going on to cosplay now, I actually also cosplayed my first convention. We did a group thing with Team Magma.
Was that your first convention?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yep. And I literally made those costumes in 2 days, I think. I made Jesse's and his buddies in literally the night before we went.
Because that was my friend Colin. That was also his first convention. I sincerely doubt he listens to this show. If he does, hey, Colin, how you doing, buddy? I haven't seen him in a long time. But yeah, Colin was, I told him that I was going to an anime convention, and this was actually before I knew that Colin was super nerdy. Because he doesn't, if you ever look at Colin, he doesn't look like the kind of guy that would be really nerdy. And yeah, he's all into video games, anime, everything else. And then whenever he found out I was going to an anime convention, he's like, please, can I go? Please, can I go? Please, can I go?
Oh,
and
my
I was
God.
Like, I was like, dude, yeah, absolutely. Come on. And then, like, Lindsay brought up, like, do you guys want to do a group cosplay? And all of us were like, yeah, sure, that sounds cool. And then she recommended, like, Team Magma because it would be an easy one to do.
And it cost us each, like, $8, right. I think, for it materials.
That's because he made it out of fleece and were caught the entire weekend. So
it wasn't that bad. It was just a hood.
No, yeah, it was just, like, the hood thing. Like, if I was comfortable, I think we were all fine. Mm-hmm. But, it was really cool. We all got to do a group thing. We felt like celebrities because everywhere we walked, people were like, oh, my God, can I get a picture at Team Magma?
Yeah, and that's what makes a con all worth it if you cosplay, is when you're stopped every 5 feet and say, can I get a picture? Can I get a picture? Can I get a picture?
And the best part about that, like, the night we did, like, the measuring, and me and Colin went over to Lindsay's apartment.
You guys just played, like, Smash Brothers or something all night while I sewed.
Right. And after everything was done, like, we wore our team, because we needed to go to Walmart to pick up another couple of things.
I forgot about that.
So we wore our Team Magma cosplays into Walmart because we thought it would be funny to go into Walmart dressed as Team Magma at 12:30 at night.
Didn't you guys also run into a stormtrooper there that same night?
That was a different night. But what we did do, we ran in, there was this little kid there, and he was with his mom, and it was a redneck family. I mean, it would have to be. And the little kid just looked at us and looked at his mom. He's like, Mommy, why are they dressed like that? And the mom was just like, look away, Junior, look away. They had to think we were some kind of, like, weird cult members because, like, if you don't know what Team Magma is...
It is a weird,
like,
cult.
It is a weird cult in the game. And, like, we're sitting there walking around.
You have devil horns on top of your hood.
We had
giant
the hoods
M.
up. Like, we had the hoods up and on inside of Walmart. And it was so fantastic. Like, we had to look like some kind of weird cult.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure those got busted back out for the Pokemon Black and White tour.
They did.
In which Krista was nice enough to also bring Aqua.
I was Team Aqua,
because I want to say, like, the next convention that Krista went to, like, I wasn't with her on this one, but her and her friends did a little Team Aqua cosplay because it was also super easy to do.
Yep. Literally, like, we just spray painted the black strips on some white shirts.
Yep. Which got some blue jeans and made some bandanas.
Yep. Made some bandanas. Let's see, like, there were little circles on the thing, so I literally got, like, these big sticker sheets.
Nice.
And just cut out circles, and I was like, here, stick these on your
pants. Yeah, it's amazing how cheap cosplay can turn out well.
Yeah.
Right, and that was actually we wanted to do, like, the two group cosplays for the longest time. Like, we kept bringing it up, like, all right, so we should go to this one, and then we should, like, you know, do our thing. No. No, 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 no. Do not update. Oh, God.
Bad Lappy.
It's bad not going to let me postpone it. Why won't you let me postpone it? All right, well, this is going to be on the show. We have 14 minutes and 26 seconds, guys.
Oh, no!
Technical difficulties.
To be continued. Do, 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 do.
Yeah.
This might have to be more than 1 week's worth of con stories, Jesse.
Yeah, we might have to do next week as well, because I don't know if we're going to squeeze everything in 14 minutes. Anywho, this will be fun. All right, well, let's. So we'll go ahead and announce it now. This is going to be a two-parter, guys.
Yay!
Join us next week.
I have work next week.
Shit.
And we may have to record prior next week.
Oh, that's right. Actually, this might be Krista's last nerd up ever.
Yep.
Brat.
Yep. Well, we'll take a.
I can't say anything. I upped and moved 3 states away. So.
Right. Yeah. Well, we'll take a brief break here just to mention, but so just in case we run out of time and can't later. Our very own Krista, my favorite co-host and little buddy, is moving to New Orleans. She's abandoning us all in favor of bigger and brighter things.
She's a job.
Yay, grown upness.
Yeah. Now, if I hear correctly, since you decided to do that, you have been offered 3 jobs here in Cave doing full-time graphic design?
How'd you hear about all of those?
He has his ways.
Don't you magic finger me.
My little birds hear and see everything.
Yeah, apparently Steven Sawyer, like, contacted me, was like, hey, you want a graphic design position? It's open. And then a couple of my other friends who are also, like, graduated with me in graphic design were like, hey, this position is open.
Yep. So Krista decides to move to New Orleans, and she was offered 3 full-time jobs here in Cape Girardeau.
Ironic.
Just really bad timing.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, let's go ahead and try and keep this train going on cosplay so we can get off the sad topic of Krista leaving us. I'm sure we can have her Skype in at some point, or maybe she'll be up in Missouri visiting family and we can have her on
yeah.
the show.
Oh, yeah. Like, I still plan to come up and see everybody, like, once or twice every 2 months. So it's not going to be like, I'm down there and I'm never going to see all of you fuckers again.
You're not going to pull a Lily on us, be no. 2 hours away, and we haven't seen Lily in months.
I messaged her.
Shout
I messaged her.
Yeah. Or Lily. Lindsay's here.
Yeah.
Hi,
Lindsay.
I told her, mentally, like, I invited her to come to my birthday party thing, because that's also this coming weekend.
Right.
Just to see if she wants to hang out and get back together and do stuff, since I'm moving away and she won't ever have an opportunity to come back and see me.
Yep.
Unless
so.
She wants to go to New Orleans.
Right.
So I guess we all have an excuse to go to New Orleans now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true.
Yeah, you do.
Go to New Orleans, hang out with Krista.
Ooh, right. you guys should come down for, like, Halloween mm-hmm. and stuff, because all of the haunted houses and
Shannon
everything.
Shannon wants to. He talked about that last year, wanting to
you
go
You guys
to
should
Orleans.
Do it. It's fun.
Could be fun. All right, well, let's get back on track here.
Yeah.
And we've got, like, 5 minutes left to talk about conventions.
We have 11 minutes and 14 seconds.
So with cosplay, it's sort of a tradition that you are working on your costume literally until you leave. And in some cases, before you're going to put the costume on.
Possibly also
you
in the
always,
hotel room.
Yes.
Yeah, you always bring, like, the essentials for
You bring
costume.
Thread, you bring scissors, you bring needles, you bring a hot glue gun.
Yes. Oh, hot glue gun
and
is
tape.
Like savior. And duct tape. Hot glue gun and duct tape. That's the best.
Yeah, it's a given.
Yeah.
And
you know what was so funny? Oh my gosh, whenever we went to RTX, they had a cosplay repair station.
That's
they
awesome. Did. I've seen cosplay repair, like, people walking around. They literally, like, there's a guy that goes to cons. He's got a little, like, belt on. He's got a thing on his arm with all different colors of thread.
No,
and, like,
that's
scissors
awesome.
And stuff. It was awesome.
Guys, I think I fixed our time limit.
Yay!
I may have broken my computer doing it, but whatever.
You can fix it later. You're a tech guy.
Yeah, exactly. As long as we can record.
Speaking of tech guys, what I was going to say, though, first, though, was that some of the RTX Guardians had, like, tool belts on with a bunch of stuff to fix things. I'm taking that as a no.
I did not fix it.
Oh, good job.
But no, speaking of fixing things, we're sitting at a panel at RTX 2 weekends ago. It's already been 2 weeks. What the heck? and from two of the drawing panels we went to, they were having technical difficulties getting the tablet, the laptop they were working on, and the monitor for the panel to sync up properly. And Jesse's over there next to me just like, I can fix that. I'm just like, Jesse, keep your hand out. It's fine. Let them, don't interrupt the
but
panel.
I'm just sitting there like, I can fix it.
I know you can. Just leave it alone.
Well, it's like when my AMV crashed their system at Natsu 1 year.
Because they're animators, and they're like they should be able to figure this out and or make it work. They can deal with whatever happens.
I mean, it was like super basic issues, too. Like, it wasn't... anything, because it was, they were having problems with, they couldn't figure out how to tell the second monitor what to do. Like, guys, come on, I can fix it.
Yeah,
I can fix it. I can make it better.
Like, it's just duplicating the display onto the projector, and yeah. I'm wondering if maybe their projector just wasn't
cooperating.
Well, it's not that it wasn't cooperating; it wasn't compatible with the laptop that they were using.
I know, that's why my AMV crashed the system, because I did it on a PC and they were using a Mac.
And they also were drunk during one of the panels.
Well, to be fair, that panel was called Drunk.
Drunk. Yeah. I was going to say literally drunk, and Pat was just up there just getting, what was it he was drinking?
I don't know alcohol.
I think he was drinking Jim Beam.
Okay, he had like the whole bottle
he was drinking Johnny Walker.
Okay. I was going to say he had the whole bottle of that, and he was feeling pretty good. And then later that night, apparently they had a VIP party.
Right, for all the Rooster Teeth folks. Yep. All right, so, Krista, favorite cosplay?
Favorite cosplay? Gosh dang.
I don't mind.
It is a hard pick.
Yeah,
I guess. Trying to knock the show back on track here.
I was going
to
say, my favorite one would have to be Yang, which is my most recent one. But, like, my Medusa outfit was really, really good.
I liked that Medusa outfit. And you just... I have a personal fond memory with that Medusa outfit. So, if anybody knows me, knows that though I really, really want to, I am terrible at drawing. I'm terrible at art. Mm-hmm. I can take really good photographs, I found out, and that's the only outlet I have for art. Because I suck at drawing.
Just gotta practice, buddy.
Exactly, yeah.
You just gotta practice.
Well, anyway, he got the, like, let him tell the story. Sorry.
So, you know, we went to ASIN. This was my first huge convention. Krista drugged me along to Chicago's Anime Convention, or Anime Central, or ASIN for short. And she was doing a Medusa cosplay from Soul Eater.
Yep.
And part of that cosplay was having these, like, snakes on her arms. And the top parts of the snakes were dots, like little black dots. And then she had, like, actual, like, they went into snakes.
Mm-hmm.
And she was coloring in some of those, but she couldn't get to all of them because, you know, they were on various parts of her arms that she really
couldn't hit. It was mostly, like,
my
right arm, because I was using my left hand to try and get it in.
So all I had to do was fill in the dots.
Like, I had a stencil made for all of this, because I figured I would, like, you know, wash it off and then have to redo it. So I made a stencil for the snake head. I made a stencil for all the little dots and everything.
Just to keep it uniform.
Yeah.
So she needed help with that, and I was the only other one awake in the room, because this was like 3 a.m. So, I went ahead and helped her out, and I had just finished shaving my head for my cosplay, and my head was on fire because I forgot to bring shaving cream. I was in the shower with water running on my head, and I just took my razor, and I shaved my head.
Jesse!
It was extremely uncomfortable. My head was literally on fire. So Krista and I were like, all right, well, let's go outside. We can dry out your ink, and I can air off my head. Because it was, I think, early spring, so it was chilly outside, like 60 degrees or so. So we go outside. My head is literally steaming. And Krista is putting her hands over my head to warm her hands. And there are other people hanging out there, and they see Krista's art. Yep. They see her arm tattoos and stuff. They're like, holy crap, that's awesome. Did you do that yourself? And then she actually pointed at me and was like, no, he did it. And then so they look at me and they're like, dude, that's awesome. Are you some kind of like graphic artist or something? And I'm like,
yes, I am.
And I'm just like, shit, no, she made stencils. I filled it in.
No, that's where you take credit for it.
If someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes.
Yeah. Like, I can color like nobody's business.
It's like, yeah, I can trace. I can fill in the lines.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just pretty fantastic. And I almost did take credit for it, but I couldn't do it. I was just like, no, she did the stencils. I just filled in the shit.
I wanted you to take credit for it.
I know.
Have a little ego boost there.
It still was an ego boost. It's still one of my favorite, like, con moments.
Yeah, again, it still really looked good. You stayed in the lines.
Right.
Sometimes the best thing that happens at cons actually isn't at the convention itself, but just the random silly stuff that happens.
Like getting
on the
entire elevator of people to sing Mana Mana.
Yes.
Oh my!
So yeah, I'm just out there. Like I look like I've just completed the Nightfall of Destiny because my head is just steam.
You're three steps from turning into Ghost Rider.
Pretty much. All right, and then the last 4 minutes, Lindsay, we'll start with you. Favorite cosplay?
Oh God, this is hard. I guess technically the two that I have to choose between are the same cosplay, just different versions of it. My first one, though, that got the most reaction was June, which is the villain from the fourth season of Sailor Moon. Bright green hair, anti-gravity hair at that. I did not even make it to get my badge yet. I was coming down the escalator, and a girl dressed as Sailor Moon starts screaming, "Oh my God, I want to take my picture with June June! I want to take my picture with June June!" She's jumping up and down to get my attention. And I'm like, can I go get my badge first? And I will be right back. And the funny thing is this girl that cosplays Sailor Moon, she cosplays Sailor Moon in every single form. Like, school to Neo Queen Serenity, the works. Her husband dresses up as Tuxedo Mask, and they are amazing. She's normally not the nicest person in the world, but she's an amazing cosplayer. And the fact that I got her attention with a villain costume was awesome. And then the following year... June June's part of the Amazonas Quartet, which are Sailor Chibi Moon's senshi, in a way. And I got three of my other friends to dress up as the other ones. And it was one of those cases where you were getting stopped every 5 minutes to take your picture. And we would be in that spot for about 10 minutes because more people would come up and take pictures. It was so much fun. I am such an attention whore.
I'll be honest. Like, I don't even typically like having my picture taken or anything, but like... having these random strangers like, "Oh my God, I got to take your picture." Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's something about that.
Which is why I like cosplaying minor characters from big series, because people will recognize you and they'll be like, "Oh my God, someone did this."
And you're not like one of like 40 million that are there doing exactly. That cosplay. All right. Now in the last 2 minutes and 20 seconds, Stephanie, go.
Oh gosh. Okay. So, yeah.
<Uh-oh>. No, you had your favorite cosplay.
No, my favorite one was, again, it was also at a different anime STL, a different year. Again, talking to people online, met up with them. They wanted to do an Akatsuki group from Naruto, which is like the big evil villain group. You know what I'm talking about. Jesse's nodding over there. He's like, he knows. I picked out this character called Zetsu, and what he is this cannibalistic plant man. He's got this giant green Venus flytrap looking thing coming over his head, as well as like the Akatsuki cloak and everything else he's wearing. So I made that using a lot of felt and some help bended wires to get this thing to stay up so I could walk around with it on. And then I glued flowers to it.
It was such a cool cosplay.
Yeah, no, our quote-unquote leader for the group... who was, like, kind of a legend at Anime STL at the time. I don't know if he still is. I haven't been back in years. Just sees me walk up to the meetup for our photo shoot, shakes his head, smiling, and then walks away. I was just like, yes, I did good. Pain liked my cosplay.
Naruto is actually how Stephanie and I first started talking, because she started working at EB Games with me about a year after I was working there. And she started drawing a character from Naruto, and I actually did like Naruto a little bit back then. And I named the character, and suddenly, like, Stephanie, just shy, little awkward Stephanie, just looks at me with, like, the biggest grin, like, "You know Naruto!"
But now it would be like, "Let me tell you about some cartoons."
Right.
But... Mm-hmm. Next time, my Hitalia adventures.
All right, guys. Well, that's going to have to wrap it up thanks to a Windows update that won't let me... The postpone button is fucking grayed out. So, yeah, part two coming soon. Have a good one, guys.
Bye. Bye.